have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are in the world when you hit that play button. So glad you did. You have found the Genesis Frequency Podcast, and I am Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina, coming at you with just more nuggets, what I think are just pure gold, nuggets of wisdom, tremendous value here. And I want to let you know, if you're brand new to this podcast, the Genesis Frequency, it's all about personal, professional, and leadership development, becoming a better version of ourselves, and learning how to make those quantum leaps in the directions of what we want to experience in our lives, as far as desires and aspirations and dreams and objectives. And all this work I do applies to the individual just in their personal life, applies to the individual in their professional life, as an element of a corporate team in a work life, as a solopreneur or an entrepreneur in a small business. It doesn't matter, because we're talking here about human behavior and how we're wired, and proven principles, when put to work and practice, how they yield that quantum leap, how they move us along. You know, it's really a wise thing to do, in my opinion, to listen to the input of others that have perhaps gone before you or experienced some of the same challenges and obstacles that maybe you're facing right now, or just to hear from individuals about how maybe they found a shortcut that served them very, very well. But to take it all in and then discern what is yours to do for your particular situation. So that's what this is all about. This is really part three today. Excuse me. Of what I've been calling the development of passion and desire. Because we talk a lot about passion and desire on this show, because we have to have that, right? And why do we want what we want? We identify that why after we have identified what we want to experience in our personal and professional life. And then we have to get into the why. Why do I want this? Is this the right goal and objective? Because we want that one main thing and make that main thing the main thing, so to say, right? But why do we want it? Because that's where the passion and desire is going to come from, because that's got to be that burning desire. We're going to be passionate about what we want. So I've been using some material, looking to just a brilliant leadership book. It's titled The 5 Pillars of Leadership, How to Bridge the Leadership Gap. And it's written by Paul J. Meyer, the late Paul J. Meyer, and Randy Slechta. Now, Paul J. Meyer is the founder, the late Paul J. Meyer is the founder of Success Motivation Institute, going on 65 years ago, next year, founded in 1960, and then later evolved that into Leadership Management International. And man, I'm telling you, these guys are just brilliant. I mean, I've looked at a lot of programs. I became a franchisee of Leadership Management International because I was already established in the space of personal and professional development, but I wanted to expand more into the corporate space. And this franchise opportunity came up, and it was just, I couldn't pass it up, just offering some of the programs and courses from LMI has just made all the difference in the world. And it's Good, good, good stuff presented in a way. It's not just another program or another class, because those tend to not really work. It's the methodology of how it's delivered and how the people learn. Anyway, I didn't mean to get into a whole commercial, but Paul is the founder of LMI, and Randy Slekta is the current CEO of the company. And so they wrote this book together, The Five Pillars of Leadership, How to Bridge the Leadership Gap. And I turned to a section on five steps to developing desire and passion. Because it's one thing to say, yeah, I have the desire. I've wanted this thing, whatever it is, for a long time. But are you really passionate about it? Is it really a burning desire? And I was drawn to do some episodes on this because I started thinking of all the hundreds and hundreds of books I've studied over the years. It seems like all the personal and professional development books have a section on desire and passion. There's even books just on passion. The passion test is a great one, because passion's a little bit a little bit different than just our desires. And I talk about that in the last few episodes. What are you passionate about that's got to be included in everything you do in your life? So we're combining passion and desire and making sure it's a burning desire. Even Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich talks about desire and having that burning desire. I mean, you got to want it, right? You got to want it. You're going to want it, or it probably just is not going to happen. And it's got to be yours. So I identified the first two steps in the last couple episodes. So I encourage you to go back and listen to those. And I shared the last two episodes, and I'll share it again, this paragraph here, which says, the desire and passion with which you and your team members face a challenge is an essential part of the soul of your organization. Without it, you and your team lack spiritual guidance and creative expression. Without desire and passion, there is no intuition. Missing is the still small voice within you to provide insight into both situations and people. Without desire and passion, all your talents and abilities tend to lie fallow and unresponsive. Your potential is hidden, buried, and dormant. Wow. So that just really moved me to say, let's talk more about this. And, you know, there's just a few sentences on each one, so I've been expanding on those a little bit. The first one was strive to gain that self-knowledge. We're not going to go into all that again. Go back and listen a couple episodes back. Second, which was last week, is make sure that your goals, the goals that you set, the objectives you want to achieve personally and professionally, are yours. They got to be meaningful to you. So we talked about that last week in detail. And so today is the third step of this process of developing passion and desire, right? We want to develop it, and we want to help to develop it in the individuals we're working with. You know, whether you're on a corporate team, whether you're the leader of the corporate team or the leader in your department, or maybe you're just in a situation where you're just looking at your life right now, you still have to be a leader. What is the life you're called to lead? How are you leading your life, right? In a small business, how are you leading that small business? Maybe it's just you. Maybe there's one other employee. Maybe it's a family member or spouse. Are you being a leader? Are you sharing ways that help the other person develop? And really, it's about what we give that helps us to realize everything we'd love to get. Right? Be, do, and have. We want to be first. So our third point is really talking about what I shared in that first paragraph, that, a little bit of that intuition piece. We'll talk about that today. And it's about seeking that wisdom in others, drawing it out of others to help you get to that place of knowing. So let's read this third point right from the book here, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. It says, work to find wisdom and knowledge in those who are in a position to advise you. Respect their insight, their special expertise, and their superior years of experience. Ponder the advice they offer, but always remember that it is your responsibility alone to make the decisions that determine the destiny of you and your team. As much as others may care for you and wish the best for you, no one else is capable of seeing into your innermost heart to understand your deepest needs and desires. Wow. Just those few sentences are really, really powerful, and they tell us so much. Let's look at that, the last piece of that. No one is capable of seeing into your innermost heart to understand your deepest needs and desires. So you've set your objectives. You set out the desires, the want, the goal, either for your corporation or the corporate team you're on as a leader or an element of the team, maybe a leader of the team. But nobody really knows and can comprehend or understand your deepest needs and desires. What's this talking about? Well, nobody can understand your why. Why do you want what you want? You might tell us, I really want this because all my life. But that feeling tone that's back of all that, that's so difficult to communicate, and often we can't communicate that. So it's really important to seek out wisdom gained through others. Others have, that we surround ourselves with, if we've selected the right people to surround ourselves with, hopefully have a lot of wisdom, maybe from years of experience or from trial and error or from the school of hard knocks, whatever it is. Even younger up-and-coming people that are in the organization or on the team have new ways of looking at things, have ways that perhaps you and I haven't thought of, that bring a fresh perspective. So the input, one thing we want to do as a leader is to communicate how valuable input is from others and how we value their contribution, right? We want that contribution all the time. So we want to include this element of respect. We want to look to their insight, to their special expertise. What have they studied? What have they experienced in their lives, personally and professionally, right? Because both personal and professional experience contribute. Because we draw on all that. As individuals, I talked in the beginning about, hey, this is about behavior and the way we're wired. We're drawing on everything. We're drawing on that internal programming that came from the world around us. But we're also utilizing, whether we're aware of it or not, is our mental faculties. And I'll touch on those for just a moment. But first, let's back up to the beginning of this paragraph. It says, respect their insight, their special expertise, and their superior years of experience. Ponder the advice they offer, but always remember that is your responsibility alone to make the decisions. And this is for you, for your organization, for your team. If you're in that capacity, if you're in that role of driving this initiative forward, you got to know for yourself. Take it all in, yes, but know for yourself. Remember, you're getting the advisement. You're getting some of the advice. You're respecting the insight and the expertise. But ultimately, it's you that have to make the decision. You have to know for yourself. And how do we know for ourselves? Well, it goes back to what I said about your why. Your innermost desires, your passion, your wisdom. What about your wisdom? Don't neglect what you know. So many people, if we look at society and the world around us, let's move out of this personal and professional and leadership development space for a moment. So many people just in society in general, for some strange reason, they think someone else knows, but they don't. They might have all the education, a lot of wisdom gained, maybe have prior experiences around the obstacle or maybe the challenge that they're facing. But for some strange reason, there's something inside that says, well, somebody else knows better than I do. Now, part of that is in everything I'm talking about today. We go out and we seek the advice of other people. We seek the wisdom. We seek the insight. We seek the experience, all of that. But when we look in society, most of the time, we're assuming a lot. We're assuming that somebody else knows more than we do. And in that situation, when we haven't carefully chosen our team members, we're just asking anyone without any knowledge of their background. You know, it could be the other guy in the supermarket who's scratching his head because he doesn't know what to bring home to his family, his wife, his spouse. You know, we're asking the person standing in line, buying and hoarding all that toilet paper during the pandemic, or the ones outside smoking things on their lunch break or drinking things they shouldn't be doing at work. And we're asking them, hey, what do you think? You know, so take that, you know, and I say that tongue in cheek, not to pick on anybody that has some of these habits, but really you want to know who is on your team so you can respect where they come from and then really know for yourself. So let's move back into the personal, professional, and leadership development space. So ultimately, knowing for yourself and choices and decisions being your responsibility, you have these things we call mental faculties available to you, and so many people don't even realize this. Our mental faculties are perception, reason, imagination, will, intuition, and memory. And you can go to my podcast website, The Genesis Frequency, and put in six mental faculties or mental faculties or any one of these that I just listened to get more about that, because I've done shows on these. But right here, when we're looking at this third step in how to develop desire and passion, what we're really talking about here is the mental faculty of intuition. And it says that in that first paragraph, it alludes to that when we're talking about your hidden talents and abilities, because if we don't take responsibility and ultimately make the choices from all this that we take in from those others on the team, if we don't use our mental faculties and trust in the intuition, it's just going to keep getting buried deeper and deeper and lie dormant. And once we get to that place where, well, we hit the goal, it's only going to maybe resemble something unlike the original picture, right? It's so I guess an easy way to say that is foggy thoughts, foggy results. So we want to always get to that place of clarity in the beginning. Gather this information, gather this knowledge, gather the wisdom gained from those who are on the team. And sometimes you're the only one on the team. So it's important to be aware of your mental faculty. So this intuition and taking responsibility, this ultimate responsibility for the choice and the direction, you have to trust that it's intuition. That's the knowing for yourself. And our intuition, although it's intangible, it's not something that we can touch and smell and taste and feel and all that. It's that inner knowing. It's that guidance, you know. Sometimes it's just wise to just push back. To just push back. Okay, I've gathered. I've taken everything in. I know what the world around me is saying. I know what other people around me are telling me. I know what my past experiences have contributed. But now I'm just going to breathe into this moment. Remember we talked about that still small voice? Well, that's your intuition. That's that inner knowing. That's that gut that's telling you this is the way to go. It's your higher self speaking to and through you. You know, just saying, come on, you know this, you got this. No doubts here. Step out in faith. Yeah, in many cases, you may have heard one thing from a whole bunch of people, but you have that intuition telling you to zag when everybody's telling you to zig. So you have to pay attention to that. You are the only one that knows about your innermost desires and passion and reason for doing the things you're doing, reason for pursuing the goals that you have set out to do. Hey, if you've already got the buy-in and you're the leader, whether it's in your own life personally or professionally or on that team, and you're the leader, ultimately, hey, you're going to be responsible for the results anyway. So trust in that intuition. Yes, use your imagination, draw on your memory, use your faculty of reason, weighing the pros and cons and all those things. But no, it lies with you, the decision you make, the choice you make, and the direction you're going in. And I just can't say enough how just pushing back, spending some time in the quiet space of your innermost self, letting go of cares and concerns, worries, doubts, and fear. If you can't let go of those out of the way, just set the intention that you're going to set them aside for a few moments and just breathe into the space of intuition. Call it forth. Lead me, guide me, inspire me, show me the way, and it will not fail you. You know, I just looked over to my right and realized we're out of time for this episode already. So it goes fast when you're having fun and you're doing something you're passionate about. But I think this information is just absolutely so valuable. So that was step three. We'll do four, hopefully five in the next episode. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't prepare a script. I just turn on the mic and start talking. So we'll see how that goes. So number one was strive to gain self-knowledge, know about yourself. Go back, listen to that one. Listen to last week's. Make sure your goals you set are your goals, not for somebody else. You know, we want to do this stuff. We want to put everything into it, and we're going to have that burning desire because it's something we really, really want for whatever reason. And then today, gather the wisdom, knowledge, but trust in that inner guidance and that intuition. So fourth and fifth will be coming up. You don't want to miss those. Hey, if you want to talk about any of these, get on my calendar. Give me a call and or set an appointment, successappointment.com. And we can have a conversation about anything that you hear on the show or talk about your organization, about coming in. I mentioned earlier that I'm a franchisee of Leadership Management International. And we have this total leader concept and total person concept and a very unique way of presenting programs where we impact and influence at the level of behavior. That's why the retention of the material is higher than in anything else that's out there and available to you in the corporate space, in the small business space, or even just in your personal life. Programs for your own development as well. So we can have a conversation and see what is right for you as an individual or for your organization. So let's just have a conversation about that. I do a lot of things, so let's talk. I do keynote speaking. I do one-on-one and group coaching and consulting and, you know, so many things, all in the space of personal and professional and leadership development. I even have an opportunity for those of you that want to step in the wonderful world of entrepreneurship or solopreneurship. So let me know what's on your mind. Let's just have a conversation, successappointment.com. But it's really got to do it for today. I am out of time. It's gone by fast. I really appreciate you listening. I cherish all my listeners. Reach out. I'd love to talk to you. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency, and this is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina, wishing you an infinitely spectacular day. God bless you.